Chapter 15. The phone rang. Jesse ignored it. His mouth was very dry, but he was too asleep to get any water. The phone rang again. "Shut up," Jesse said, and didn't answer it. He slept some more, and then someone began pounding on his front door. He ignored it. The pounding continued. He could hear someone's raised voice. He rolled over onto his back and opened his eyes. It was day. He looked at the digital clock. 11:13. His head ached, and his stomach was queasy. The pounding and yelling at the front door continued. He sat up. He was fully dressed, shoes and all. He stood. The room swam a little, and then steadied. He walked slowly to the front door and opened it. Molly Crane was there. She looked at Jesse and then came in without a word and closed the door behind her. "Take a shower," she said. "Put on clean clothes. I'll make coffee." Jesse looked at her for a moment. "What's up?" he said.
"Brush your teeth, too," Molly said.
Jesse nodded. "Okay, but what's going on?" he said.
"Somebody killed Narco Moynihan last night," Molly said.
Jesse nodded, then turned and headed for the bathroom. He brushed his teeth. He shaved. He stayed under the shower for a long time. When he came out wearing clean clothes, Molly had coffee made, a glass of orange juice poured, two pieces of toast on a saucer. A bottle of aspirin stood beside the toast. Jesse sat.
"No toast," Jesse said.
"Eat the toast," Molly said. "Shape your stomach must be in. You don't want to put aspirin in there without food."
Jesse nodded. The room distorted for a moment and settled. He drank some juice.
"Feel human?" Molly said.
"No," Jesse said.
"Can you listen?"
"Yes," he said.
"Lifeguard found Narco this morning, about 6 o'clock, sitting upright on a bench under the little pavilion at Paradise Beach. He'd been shot in the back of the head. There wasn't much blood. We're guessing he was shot someplace else and put there, but we don't have an ME report yet."
Jesse drank some coffee to wash down a bite of toast.
"Who's running it?" he said.
"Suit, I guess, and me," Molly said. "Selectmen are in a twidget, looking for you."
"Press?"
"Quite a bit," Molly said. "Narco is famous, I guess."
"TV?" Jesse said.
"Two stations," Molly said. "Stand-ups by the beach pavilion."
"Scared to death of TV," Jesse said.
"The selectmen?"
Jesse nodded and wished he hadn't.
"Especially the new guy," Molly said.
Jesse started to nod and stopped himself.
"McAfee," he said.
"Yeah," Molly said. "He's terrified he'll say something wrong on camera."
Jesse finished his first piece of toast.
"Okay," Molly said. "Take your aspirin."
Jesse took two and swallowed them with the remaining orange juice.
"You know where I've been?" Jesse said.
"Suit told him you were out of town. Something to do with your ex-wife."
"Better than passed out from strong drink, I guess," Jesse said.
"I guess," Molly said. She poured Jesse a second cup of coffee. "You going to eat the other piece of toast?" she said.
"Can't," Jesse said.
"I can," Molly said, and picked it up from his plate and broke off a piece. "Someday you can tell me what set you off," Molly said, when she had finished chewing.
"Yep.
But right now, we got to rescue the situation," Molly said.
"Okay," Jesse said.
"You up to it?"
"After this coffee," Jesse said.
Molly nodded and ate the rest of the toast.